Welcome to Vespers. Tonight, we will use short readings and musical interludes to reflect upon the theme of evening and night. The end of the day is a universal time of rest, perhaps the only time in which we cease our hurried agendas. Whatever it is that we do during the day, we are united by the instinct to rest once the sun goes down. Here is an excerpt from Permit Me Voyage by James Agee. Sure on this shining night of star-made shadows round, kindness must watch for me this side the ground. The late year lies down the north, all is healed, all is health. High summer holds the earth, hearts all whole, sure, on this shining night. I weep for wonder, wandering far alone of shadows on the stars. A reading from Psalm 74. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours, and yours also the night. You established the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter. A reading from Psalm 119. With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I put my hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love, O Lord. According to your justice, give me life.
Thank you.
As the evening fades to night, we put aside the immediate concerns of the day and are free to contemplate the larger, more abstract issues that form the background of our lives. We are vulnerable when we let our minds wander, easily overcome by fear for the future, regrets about the past, loneliness, and a sense that all is not as it should be with the world. Lord, set a watch over our hearts, quiet our minds, and reassure our spirits. Give us the strength to release our worries each evening and the gift of true rest.
Gently into this good night, reflecting upon our blessings and our hope for tomorrow. Go in peace.